Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this iTunes 11 demonstration using VoiceOver on the Mac. And as usual, let me start from a known spot on my Mac by going to the desktop with the VoiceOver command Shift-VOD, and of course the VO keys being the control and option keys held down together. So that's Shift-VOD or Shift-Control-Option-D, and I'll do that now.
Desktop, Macintosh HD, selected volume.
Okay, now we want to go to my Applications folder to run iTunes. So I'm going to do Shift-Command-A.
Applications, now in Applications window.
And I'm just going to type in ITU to jump down to iTunes.
iTunes.app application.
And you might have heard it say .app application. That's because on my Mac, I've got file extensions turned on. So I'm going to open up iTunes with Command O.
Open. iTunes. iTunes window. Music table. No selection. Has keyboard focus.
Music table in iTunes. That's what the focus of VoiceOver is. So first of all, let me just say a few things about iTunes 11 itself. As we all probably know by now, it's got a different interface. And the other major thing about iTunes 11 is that you no longer have an advanced menu. And under that advanced menu, you had things like streaming and subscribe to podcast. And they're now under your file menu. So I'll just show you that quickly. So if I do VOM or Control Option M for menu.
Menu bar, Apple.
VO writer, Control Option writer over to file.
iTunes, file.
Okay, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
File, menu 15 items.
Okay, and I'll go down to stream with VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
New, edit, play, close, add to lock, library, devices, home, sharing, open stream, ellipsis, command, U.
Okay, so there's open stream, command U. And one more down, VO down, Control Option down arrow.
Subscribe to podcast, ellipsis.
Okay, and there's the subscribe to podcast. So for the moment, I'm just going to press escape.
Closing menu, music, scroll area, no selection.
Okay, I'm going back to the music table down the bottom of the screen. And basically what you're going to find is that the controls are at the top of the screen and the information that's being displayed on your current selection is at the bottom of the screen. If you want to get your old iTunes sidebar back, as in iTunes 10, VoiceOver users probably call it the source table. You can do that by pressing Option Command S, and I can do that now. So Option Command S.
Hide sidebar, sources, table, row 2 of 15, music, iCloud selected.
Okay, and there's the sources table that you could interact with, and VO down arrow or Control Option down arrow through to things like your music, TV shows, podcasts, etc. So I'm going to hide that for the moment because that's iTunes 10, not iTunes 11. So Option Command S.
Show sidebar, music, pop-up button.
And what it's just landed focus back on now is the new music, in this case pop-up button. And the reason why it's saying music is because that's what's currently selected in the new pop-up selection for iTunes 11. But before I go into that particular one, let's just go back up to the top of the screen. So I'm just going to do Shift VO Home, and in reality on my MacBook Pro keyboard, of course, I'm going to be doing Shift Function Control Option left arrow.
Up next button.
Okay, that's the up next button that I'll explain in a little while. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Zoom button, minimize button, close button.
Okay, and there's the top of the window for the current iTunes window. So what I thought I'd do is go through each of these rows and just quickly explain what each one is. So of course we know what the close button does.
Minimize button.
Minimize button, and I'm just going on the first row of icons on the screen, the top. And I'm just using VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow to move through them.
Zoom button.
That's the zoom button.
Up next button.
That's the up next button. And that's actually a very neat little feature. Basically, when you're playing music, you can see what's coming up next in your collection. And you can move them around or delete the tracks that you don't want to listen to. And I'll show you that a bit later on in the demo.
Switch to mini player button.
That's switch to mini player. That's the new little player that you can pop up. And basically just have a very simple, clean interface to use for playing your music. So next item.
Full screen button.
That's full screen. That's to take the iTunes 11 window into full screen mode on your Mac.
Rewind. Dim okay, button.
You heard the blip from VoiceOver. We've now gone down to the second row of icons. That's rewind button.
Play button.
Play button. That's pretty obvious what that does.
Next. Dim button.
Next button. Now, the reason why the rewind and next buttons are dimmed, of course, is because I'm not currently playing any music at the moment. So next control.
65.9% volume slider.
65.9% is my volume slider. Now, I'm just going to show you a quick trick with this volume slider. If I interact with it with Shift VO down arrow or Shift Control Option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
Now, if I do VO up arrow, Control Option up arrow.
66.9%, 67.9%.
You can actually hear the adjustment moving as I'm going VO up or, in this case, VO down arrow.
66.9, 60, 60, 60, 62, 61.9.
Okay, and then when I'm finished, Shift VO up arrow or Shift Control Option up arrow to uninteract.
Stop interacting with slider.
Because if I just use the normal up and down arrow that I can also do, you won't actually hear the increments change. So just a little tip there. Okay, so next item.
AirPlay button.
That's AirPlay. And of course, if I brought that up now, that would allow me to access my AirPlay items in my house on my local home Wi-Fi network. And of course, that would allow me to do either single speakers such as the AQ Audio Smart Speaker or my Apple TV in the toy room where I'm currently sitting or the Apple TV in my lounge room. And of course, I could also use that AirPlay option to also select multiple speakers and control the volume on those individual multiple speakers if I also wished as well. Okay, so next item.
Search library. Search text field.
Okay, that's our traditional search edit field that we've had in iTunes 10 as well. And just a note about that one too, you can also jump to that by doing Option Command F that you could do previously in iTunes 10 as well. So next item.
Music pop-up button.
Okay, that's the music pop-up button. And that's the one that I said you can get to not only just music, but your movies, podcasts, TV shows, etc. And we'll come back to that in a minute. So next item. And by the way, you might have heard that go blip. So we're now on the third row of icons on the screen. So next item, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
iCloud button.
iCloud button. And no, it's not a button. It's more of a status item that iTunes has or is syncing information to the cloud because you might have iTunes Match or items on your iCloud. So when I first run iTunes and I go to this button, I'll actually hear it say things like iTunes syncing. If I'm not on my local area network and I don't have any connectivity, it sometimes says iCloud error because of course it can't contact the iCloud because there's no internet connection. So that's basically a pure status information about your iCloud syncing. So next item, VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Songs, selected radio button, 1 of 6.
Okay, now these viewing options are the ones that are associated with the item that are in that pop-up menu. And of course, because it's currently music, these ones are associated with the music item that's currently selected in the pop-up. So we've got songs.
Albums, radio button, albums. 2 of 6. Artists, radio button, 3 of 6.
Artists.
Genres, radio button, 4 of 6.
Genres.
Playlists, radio button, 5 of 6.
Playlists. So this is how you get to your playlists in the pop-up by selecting this particular viewing option. So as in your old days in the old source list, you could go down to playlists. This is where you access your playlist in the music pop-up in this case. So one more to the right.
Radio, radio button, 6 of 6.
And it did say radio, radio button. That's the internet radio stations. Again, in the old iTunes source list, you would have a separate one for radio. This is where you select it to bring up the table for your internet radio stations or for iTunes internet radio stations. So next item across.
iTunes Store button.
That's the iTunes Store. And of course, if I selected that now, that would bring up the new interface for the iTunes Store. And again, that's the iTunes Store that you would have selected in the old source table list for the store. So next item.
Music table, no selection.
And we've come down underneath those rows now, and I'm now focused on the music table in this case, so I could start playing my music. Okay, so that's basically the layout of the screen when you first start iTunes, in my case with the music option currently selected. Now let me just show you how you can quickly get back to that music button. And I tend to use the search edit as my main base to get to things. So I'm just going to do Option Command F to jump to that search field.
Search library, search text field.
Okay. And let me just do VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Music pop-up button.
And there's the music pop-up button. So it's a good way to sort of jump to it. So VR spacebar, control option spacebar.
Interact with table, row 2 of 11, selected.
Okay, so songs is currently selected. If I wanted to just check that, I could do VO F3 or control option F3.
Music, row 2 of 11, cell row 2 of 11.
Okay, so that's the music selected. So VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Movies.
Movies.
TV shows.
TV
10 unwatched.
10 unwatched.
Podcasts. 77 unread.
77 unread, because I tend to do all my podcast listening at the moment off my iOS devices. So VO down, control option down again.
iTunes U, 1 unread.
iTunes U.
Books.
Books.
Apps. 5.9 updates available. Tones.
Tones.
Shared libraries. Shared no libraries. Row selected.
And this is my shared library on my wife's Mac in the study. So if I do one more down, VO down, I'll drop down.
Ellen Woodbridge's library.
Okay, that's my wife's library. And one more to go.
Ellen Wood.
And we hit the bottom of the table. Okay, so you can navigate that way through that particular pop-up. There's another way you can do it. Let me just press escape.
Music pop-up button.
Now, what I'm going to do is for this next command to work and to hear it working, one little tip that I have is if I jump to the bottom of the window, so I'm actually going to do Shift VO End, i.e. Shift Function, Control Option Right Arrow.
Music table, no selection.
I'm just sitting on the table or the element that's going to change every time I change the focus of that pop-up. Because if I now do these commands that I'm going to do, and I wasn't on this particular object, it's not going to speak when I change the focus. So at the moment, we're on music, and the quick shortcut key for that one is Command 1, and the rest of the key combinations are Command 2 to Command 7. So Command 1 is music, Command 2.
Movie, grid, no selection.
Is movies.
3 rows.
Okay, and you heard the table change to a grid for the movies. If I do Command 3.
TV show genres, table, row 1 of 3.
TV show genres, so we're on TVs. If I do Command 4.
Podcasts, table, row 1 of 3.
Podcast table, if I could do Command 5.
iTunes U recent courses, table.
Okay, iTunes U recent courses, if I do Command 6.
Author, grid, no selection.
That's author grid.
8 rows, books. 6 columns.
And Command 7.
Category, grid, no selection.
That one 27 degrees, but that's actually the apps selection in that pop-up. Okay, so you can do Command 1 to Command 7. You actually don't have to go into that pop-up to change those particular focus items. Now, just remember with that music one, let me just do Command 1 to go back.
Music table, no selection.
Now, that currently says music table because I've currently got songs selected. Let me just show you if I choose radio. So I'm just going to jump to the top of the window with Shift VO Home, i.e. Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow.
Up next.
Okay, I'm going to do Find. And this is the voiceover find command. So that's VO F, Control Option F.
Enter search tag.
And type in radio, R-A-D-I-O,
enter. Radio, radio button, 6 of 6.
Okay, I'm going to select it with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Selected, radio, radio button.
Okay, I'm now going to jump down to the bottom of the window. That's Shift VO End or Shift Function Control Option Right Arrow.
Radio table, no selection.
Okay, so that table now says radio. So if I do Command 2 to jump to the next option in that pop-up.
Movie grid, no selection.
Okay, movies. Now if I jump back to the, if you like, the previous music table, Command 1.
Radio table, No select.
Okay, it now says radio because I've actually got radio selected for my music option, not songs. And the same thing applies to that playlist. So let me just jump to the top of the window again with Shift VO Home or Shift Function Control Option Left Arrow.
Up next.
Type in the voiceover find, VOF or Control Option F.
Enter search text.
Type in play, PLAY, enter.
Switch to mini player button.
Okay, that's not the one I want. I'm going to keep searching with VOG or Control Option G.
Play, dimmed button.
Again.
AirPlay, playlists, radio button. 5 of 6.
That's the one I want, playlist. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Music, pop-up button.
Jump to the bottom of the window with Shift VO end or Shift Function Control Option right arrow.
Playlist action menu button.
Okay, so that's the playlist action button. Let's say what it says when I change focus to from away from it and go back again. So Command 2.
Movie grid no selection.
Okay, my movies now. I'm going to go back with Command 1.
Purchased table no selection.
Now it says purchase table because the playlist that's been selected is the purchased playlist. Okay, so just be aware that when you hit back on that particular item in the selection for music in the pop-up, either going through the control or doing Command 1 to jump to it, what you'll hear, if you've got the focus down the bottom of the screen, is what you've previously selected in that particular music item, i.e. songs, playlists, radio stations, etc. Okay, now I'm not going to go through each of these individually, but one thing I wanted to show you was the nice thing about books now in that pop-up. So we want to get to books. So I'm going to do Command 6.
Author, grid, no selection. 8 rows, 6 columns.
And I'm just going to jump to that search field again with Option Command F.
Search library.
Okay, and I'm going to do VO Writer or Control Option Writer.
Books, pop-up button.
Okay, so that's the books pop-up button. And to the right again.
Audiobooks, selected radio
okay,
button.
So you can view
1 of 5.
Audio books.
Books, radio button.
Books,
2 of 5.
As in iBooks or eBooks, if you like to call them that.
PDFs, radio button.
PDFs.
3 of 5. Authors, radio button. 4 of 5.
And by author.
List, radio button.
And by list. So I like the fact that I can view in a table my PDF files, my eBooks or iBooks, or my audio books. And that's quite a good separation of books rather than having them all lumped together, as it were. So let me just put myself back into the music option. We're just doing Command 1.
Purchased table, no selection.
Okay, now remember it said purchased because I'm on the playlist table, not on my songs or the radio stations, etc. view. Okay, so that's why it said playlists. Do the search again for the find. So Option Command F.
Search library.
Okay, and I'm just going to VO Writer Control Option Right Arrow.
Music pop up button.
And again.
iCloud button. Songs radio button.
Okay, and I'm going to put myself back on songs. So VO Spacebar Control Option Spacebar.
Selected songs radio button.
Okay, so if I jump to the bottom of the screen.
Music table. No select.
Okay, there's the music table for my songs. That's a quick run through of the main options on the screen. Now you do have 3 windows that you can change to. So by default, you're on the iTunes main screen, and the shortcut for that is Option Command 1. You've got the equalizer, which is Option Command 2. So if I do that now.
Equalizer checked. Equalizer window on.
Okay, that's the equalizer. I can get rid of that by just doing Command W.
Close window.
And the third one is the mini player, which is Option Command 3.
Now in iTunes window, music scroll area no selection. Mini player checked. Mini player window play button.
Okay, and there's the mini player window. All right, and of course, again, I can do Command W.
Close window. Now in iTunes window, music scroll area no selection.
Okay, and that's the back to the iTunes main window. And you could also Command Accent. If you didn't want to close any of those windows down, you could Command Accent. That's the key to the left of your number one key to switch between the iTunes main window, the equalizer, and the mini player. I just like to keep things nice and tidy, so I tend to close things down and come back to the main window. Okay, so let's start playing something. I'm just going to use the play control up the top of the screen again. So I'm going to jump to the top of the screen.
Up next button.
That's up next that I'll show you in a minute. Now, VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Switch to mini player, full screen, rewind, play button.
Okay, so let me do VR spacebar, control button, spacebar, and play.
Press play button.
Now, when you've got music playing, you can also do a shortcut key, command key plus down arrow.
Decrease volume.
Okay, that also turns the volume of the music down as well in iTunes itself, so you still, I can still listen to VoiceOver quite comfortably. And of course, I can just press the space bar by itself, stops playing. Okay, so press space again. And of course, if I wanted to go to a next track, I could do command right arrow, previous track, command left arrow. Okay, but let me go to that next up button. Let me do VR left arrow, control option left arrow.
Rewind, full screen button, switch to mini player, LCD section.
Okay, and there's our normal LCD area, which displays track information and so on. So if I interact with that with Shift VO down arrow, Shift control option down arrow.
Interact with LCD section. 7 items within temptation. Our farewell within temptation.
Okay, and if I do VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Repeat all button. Various. The Celtic circle. Do not shuffle button. Up next button.
Okay, and there's the really nice new feature up next. So I'm going to access that by doing VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Interact with up next table, row 1 of 21.
Okay, and I can see what's currently going to come up next in my current song list. So if I want to check what I'm on with VO F3 or control option F3.
Up next, from music, show previously played button.
Okay, so that's previously played button. So if I do VO down, control option down.
Restaurant at the end of the universe, part 2, 4, of 5, okay. 9.
So that's actually going to start playing a second out of Restaurant at the end of the universe, which I don't really want to listen to at the moment. So I'm just going to press the delete key. And if I do VO up arrow, control option up arrow.
Up next, The Promise, Secret Garden, Once in a Red Moon, delete button.
Okay, so that's the delete button, but I just pressed backspace to get rid of Restaurant of the Universe before. So I want to listen to that one. That's quite a nice song too. So I'm going to do VO down, control option down.
Ryan and Rachel O'Donnell / May It Be from The Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I can listen to that one too. That's nice. So VO down, control option down.
The Maker, Rick Wakeman.
That's fine.
Harry Campbell and the Heavies from I'm a One Woman Man. Yeah. Restaurant at the end of the universe.
No, I don't want to listen to the one restaurant at the end of the universe again, so delete. So I'm just going to press escape to exit.
Up next button.
Okay, and I'm still in the LCD area. So if I do command right arrow to go to the next song.
Next.
There we go. So I've actually gone to the next track, as in what's on next. And I was able to modify what was coming up next for my current song listing, and that's a very cool feature. I absolutely love that new feature. The up next function is really, really cool. And of course, if I did command left arrow, I would go back to the previous track. So that's very nice. While it's playing, as I said previously, we could do command up and down to increase and decrease volume. We could do command left and right for next and previous track. But what you can also still do in iTunes 11, you've still got your function keys F7, F8, F9, previous, play, pause, and next. So for example, if I wanted to stop this track playing, I could do F8, and because I've got my function keys set to software, I've got to hold down my FN key to do the hardware function. So if I do FN function key 8, okay, I've just stopped the track playing. So that's also very nifty as well. Now, at any time you'd like to bring that up next function up, so you don't need to go into that LCD area, etc., you can just do Option Command U. So if I do that now,
interact with up next table, row 1 of 21.
Next table, and if I do VO down, Option Down,
Ryan and Rachel, The Maker, Harry Campbell, and the
okay, etc. And of course, to come out of it, just press the escape key.
LCD section.
Okay, so that's a nice way to bring up the up next function as well. The other thing, if you wanted to turn on, because it's not on by default, is the status line down the bottom, just to give you more information. And you can turn that on by doing Command key, or Command plus slash.
Show status bar.
Okay, so show status bar. So if I jump to the bottom of the window.
1399 items, 3.8 days, 6.46 GB.
Okay, so that's now the bottom of the screen. So if I did via left arrow, control option, left arrow.
Music table.
Okay, there's the music table now. So I'm going to turn that off again. So I'm going to do Command plus slash.
Show status bar.
Okay, and it's off again. Because remember when it says hide or show, it's the reverse way it's happening on the screen, if you like. Okay, so let's have a quick look at that iTunes store button. So to find it, I'm just going to jump to the top of the screen.
LCD section.
And of course the LCD section's there because I've actually been playing something. So my good old voiceover find command, VOF or control option F.
Enter search text.
So I'm going to type in store, S-T-O-R-E, enter.
iTunes store button.
There's the iTunes store button, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Library button.
And you heard it say library button. That's now because that button has now changed to the library, that I can now choose that button to
HTML, go back to HTML content
library view. And of course, it's now focused on the HTML area, which contains the iTunes store. And I like to think of the iTunes store button and the library button as a similar function that you would have in the iBooks app on an iOS device, where you go into the store button, which then changes to the library. But when you're in the store, you can navigate through the store. And then you get back to the library on your local iOS device, or in this case, the Mac, you choose the library function. It's at the same deal in iTunes 11. Okay, so we're on the HTML area. Of course, I wanted to double check. I could do VO F3 or control option F3.
HTML content is in the voiceover cursor.
Okay, and there it is. HTML in the voiceover cursor. Interact with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with HTML content link image. Led Zeppelin.
That's a link that says currently says Led Zeppelin, but let me just do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Showcase item 7 of 8, Led Zeppelin slide.
Okay, so let's showcase item 7 of 8. So if I wanted to change that previous link to another showcase item, interact with this item with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with slider.
Okay, and let me do VO down arrow, control option down arrow.
Showcase item 6 of 8, Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire. New album.
Okay, down again.
Showcase item 5 of 8, Pop, Kesha, new down album. Showcase item 4 of 8, Magic Mike, Rent or Own. Showcase item 3 of 8, New Australian Music, Flume, San Cisco and more.
So now if I uninteract with this adjuster, so shift VO up arrow, shift control option up arrow.
Stop and
go back to that previous link with VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Link image, New Australian Music, Flume, San Cisco and more.
Okay, as you can tell, that link is now changed. But let me just do VO right arrow control option right past that slider now.
Showcase item 3, heading level 3, music.
Okay, there's the first heading. So we've got music, and basically we've got headers that we can navigate through. So I'm just going to use the header command for voiceover. Because I'm an old-fashioned person, I'm just going to do VO command H or control option command H for the moment.
Heading level 3, movies.
Okay, it's movies.
Heading level 3, TV shows.
TV shows.
Heading level 3, apps.
Apps.
Heading level 3, books.
Books.
Heading level 3, quick links.
Quick links.
Heading level 3, link. Top singles. Heading level 3, link. Top albums.
Top albums.
Heading level 3, link. Top movies.
Top movies.
Heading level 3, link. TOP TV.
TOP, top TV.
Heading level 3, link. Top paid apps.
Top paid apps.
Heading level 3, link. Top free apps.
Top free apps.
Heading level 3, link. Top books.
Top books.
Heading level 5, explore.
Explore.
Heading level 5, features.
Features.
Heading level 5, help.
Help.
Heading level 5, manage.
Manage.
Last heading.
Okay, and that's it. Okay, and of course under manage you have, I'll just do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
List 5 items. Link. Account.
Account.
Link. Purchased.
Purchased.
Link. Redeem.
Redeem. So redeem your voucher code and gift iTunes card. And by the way, you can actually use the iSight camera to hold the card up in front of the camera, and it will put that code into the edit field rather than having to type it in yourself manually. Now, of course, as of this recording, that's only available in the US, and since I'm in Australia, I can't show or test that feature for you and see how friendly it is with VoiceOver. So I've got no idea about that at the moment, but it can be done. Whether it's accessible or not remains to be seen in the future, and I'll hopefully do another podcast on that when it becomes available in Australia. The next item, VR Writer, Contraption Writer.
Link. My wish list.
My wish list.
Link. Change country.
Change country.
End of list.
And that's it. So if I do one more.
List three items. Copyright.
Okay, at the bottom of the screen, copyright, etc. Now, under each one of those headings, you've got different options, remember. So I'm just going to jump to the top of the screen again.
Link image. New Australian music.
Okay, and of course I did shift VO home, i.e. shift function control option left arrow for that. Okay, so let me just jump to the first one, music. So I'm going to just jump to the first header again.
Heading level 3, music.
Okay, and I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Featured albums. Selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, so you heard it say tab. So featured album, tab 1 of 2. And VO right arrow, control option right arrow again.
Recent hits, tab 2 of 2.
Recent hits. So if I did VO spacebar on that, it would actually change the view of the heading under the music heading. Okay. So let me do VR right arrow, control option right arrow again.
Link. See all.
Let's see all.
Live at River Plate group with two items.
Okay, and these are the links for the particular options for the selection in that tab that's currently selected. Okay, so let's get into the next header and we'll do the same thing again. So VR command H or control option command H again.
Heading level 3, movies.
Okay, movies again. So this time VR right arrow, control option right arrow again.
Link. See all. A Very Harold and Kumar Christmas group. With two items. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter group, with two items. Step Up 4,
at the moment,
Miami, Naruto Shippuden.
There's no tabs on this one, so that's fine. So let's jump down to the next heading.
Heading level 3, TV shows.
TV shows, VR Radio, Contraption Radio.
Link, see all. Once Upon a Time, Season 2, Planet Sheen, Freak Show.
Okay, same deal again, so next heading.
Heading level 3, apps.
Apps. So VO right arrow, control right
arrow. iPhone, selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, so this one's got tabs, iPhone or?
iPad, tab, 2 of 2.
iPad, okay. So let me just show you when I just change this one. So currently it's on iPhone, so if I go down to the next line.
Link, see all.
See all.
KitKam group, okay, that's with two KitKam items.
Okay, but let me go back to that previous tab and I'm going to choose iPad this time.
Link, iPad, tab, so I'm going to choose 2 iPad of 2.
I'm going to do VO spacebar, control spacebar on that tab.
Press iPad, tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, and let's see if it's changed that app on the first line and see if it's changed to a different app this time.
Link, see all. Path group,
okay,
with 2.
Indeed, it has changed. So you can also verify that you're now in a new section. And just for the sake of it, let's just go to the next header.
Heading level 3, books.
Books, okay. And VO writer, control option writer.
New, selected tab, 1 of 2.
Okay, so new books.
Buzz, tab, 2 of 2.
Or buzz, okay, and the same deal. So let's choose buzz, VO spacebar.
Press
spacebar.
Buzz, tab, 2 of 2.
Okay, VO writer, control option writer.
Link, see all. The House on Hill Street group, with two items.
The House on Hill Street.
Proof of Heaven.
Proof of Heaven. Mural. Etc. Okay. And of course, you would VO spacebar, control spacebar on the link. That would bring up the information about a particular item, and then you could purchase and download it from there if you so wished. Okay, so I'm still sitting in the HTML interface, so I'm actually going to interact with the HTML area with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control from up arrow.
Stop interacting with HTML content.
Now, I'm just going to show you something that you can also confirm that you've brought up the iTunes Store when you're out of that HTML area. So, of course, I'm going to jump to my orientation point to the iTunes Search Library Edit field. So, I'm going to do Option Command F.
Search Store. Search Text Field.
Okay, so that's one particular orientation point. Now it says Search Store. But if I do VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Previous iTunes Store page. Dimmed button.
Okay, previous iTunes Store page.
Next iTunes Store page. Dimmed button. David 9 view my iTunes Store account menu
and
button.
iTunes Store account button.
iTunes Store home button.
iTunes Store home.
Music menu button.
Music.
Movies menu button.
Movies, etc. Now these are the ones that you're probably familiar with, that if you chose store under your source list in iTunes 10, these are the options that you would actually also navigate through.
TV menu
just
button.
Do VO writer control from right now.
App Store menu button. Books menu button. Podcasts menu. iTunes U menu button. Preview history button, library menu button.
Okay, and there's the library menu button that I would choose now to go back to my current library. One more.
HTML.
And back to the HTML at the bottom of the screen. So via left arrow and drops left arrow.
Library menu button.
Okay, let me choose the library to go back to my local library on my machine, not the iTunes store library.
Music pop-up button.
Okay, and it's come back to the music pop-up button. If I jump down to the bottom of the screen.
Music table. No selection.
Here's my music table back again. Now you might be thinking, all of this, where do I actually access my devices? Because remember, in iTunes 10, you access devices under your source item list, because there's actually no device option in that particular pop-up that you use for music, podcast, etc. Well, what happens is there's actually a button that comes on the screen when iTunes has either recognized your iOS device when you plug it in via the USB port, or it's on your local Wi-Fi network. And I've just happened to turn my iPhone back on again, so that button now appears because I'm now on my Wi-Fi network. Okay, so basically the best way to find it, and I'm actually just going to search for the store, or the iTunes store button, because it's right next to it. So I'm going to jump to the top of the window.
Up next button.
Okay, and I'm going to do find. So, and that's the voiceover find command. So VOF or control option F.
Enter search tab.
Type in store, S-T-O-R-E.
iTunes store button.
Okay, and VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Two devices pop-up button.
Okay, and now it actually says two devices because I've got my iPhone plugged into my Wi-Fi network, and also the other one that I've just turned on as well is my iPad mini. Okay, so if it was just my iPhone, it would say iPhone. If it was just my iPad, it would say iPad. Because I've got two plugged into my, if you like, my Wi-Fi network at home, it says two. So VO spacebar, control spacebar on that button.
David Woodbridge's iPad mini, eject button, 16 GB image.
Okay, so that's David Woodbridge's iPad mini. If I do VO down, control option down.
David Woodbridge's iPhone, eject button, 16 GB image, battery, a 2% charging image.
Okay, so that's my iPhone. So if I do VO spacebar, control spacebar.
David Woodbridge's iPhone.
Okay, now VO right over, control from right.
Eject button. Summary. Selected radio button. 1 of 9.
And of course, here are the summary tabs, or the radio buttons as VoiceOver calls them, that we're used to in the normal device list that you would normally get under iTunes 10 in the source list. So if I go through them, so I'm in summary. Next one with VR right arrow, control option right arrow.
Info radio info. Button, 2 of 9. Apps radio button, tones radio, music radio button, movies radio button, TV shows radio, podcasts radio, iTunes U radio, two devices pop up button.
Okay, and back to that two devices pop up button again.
Done button.
Done.
Scroll area.
And there's our scroll area. Okay. So if I interact with the scroll area.
Interact with scroll area.
Shift, control, option, arrow.
39 items. David Woodbridge's iPhone button. iOS 6.0.
Okay, and then again to the right.
16 GB in battery. 84% charging image.
Okay, so I can check my battery status, etc. Okay, so let me uninteract with the scroll area with Shift VO up arrow, Shift Control Option up arrow.
Stop interacting with scroll area.
Okay, and VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Done button.
And I choose the done button, VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Music pop-up button.
And I'm back to the music pop-up button. Now, I'm just going to orientate you to where that button is again. So I said it was to next to the iTunes store button. But basically, if you want to find it as a good orientation point, let's go to my favorite spot, which is the search edit field, option command F.
Search library.
Okay, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Music pop-up okay, button.
There's the pop button, and then over to the right.
iCloud button. Songs. Selected.
Okay, there's our viewing options.
Albums. Radio. Albums. Artists. Radio. Genres. Playlists. Radio. Radio. Two devices pop-up button.
There it is. Okay, the two devices pop button, as I said before, your iPhone or your iPad or iPod Touch.
iTunes Store button.
Okay, and there's the iTunes Store option. So basically it's in between, if you're on music and it's selected in your pop-up, in between the viewing options and the iTunes Store button. Now, the other thing that will also appear when you're actually downloading something is the downloads window. Okay, so by default, again, it's not on the screen. as we all know, with iTunes 10, it only came up when you're actually downloading something in your source list table. Well, it pops up now in a downloads window button that you can access when you're actually downloading something. Okay, so we might actually might go and download something off iTunes just to demonstrate a download. So I'm going to do Option Command F to go to find.
Search library, search text field.
Okay, so I'm on the search edit field. So what I'm going to do, I'm actually going to search for the book The Hobbit, since that's coming out soon in the movies. So I'm going to type in The Hobbit.
Interact. Hobbit.
Okay, now the reason why it was doing all that bleep bleep noise is because it was actually automatically doing a search in my local library for The Hobbit. Okay, so if I do VO right arrow, control right arrow.
No results, row 2 of 3.
Okay, no results currently in my iTunes library. But I don't want to do that, I want to search on the iTunes store. So if I do VO right arrow, control right arrow.
Search iTunes store button.
Search iTunes store button. Or if I just, could have pressed option enter to do the search in the iTunes store anyway, but I'm just going to do VO spacebar control spacebar now.
The HTML content.
And that's now searching in the iTunes store.
Showing results for The Hobbit.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to just jump down to the header for the audiobooks. I'm going to do VO command H or control command H.
Heading level 3, books. Heading level 3, audiobooks.
Okay, so I'm down to audiobooks. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Internal link. See all. The Hobbit, part 1, unabridged, group, with 3 items.
Okay, The Hobbit, unabridged, part 1. So enter it with that group with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
3 items, interact with.
Okay, and VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Link. The Hobbit. The Hobbit, part 1, unabridged. $7.99 button.
Okay, let me buy part 1. So VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press The Hobbit, part 1, unabridged. $7.99 button.
Okay, and that's currently downloading. If I want to go and check, I'm going to uninteract. So shift VO up arrow.
Stop interacting with The Hobbit, part 1. Stop interacting with HTML content.
Top of screen.
LCD section.
And I'm going to do my good old voiceover search command this time, VOF or control option F.
Enter search.
Type in download, DOWNLOAD.
Downloads window button.
There's the downloads window now. It's just popped up because I'm downloading something. And if you want to check where it is, if I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
The Hobbit, search store, search.
Okay, there's the search edit field. If I go to the right.
Downloads window button.
Downloads window.
Previous iTunes store page button.
That's the previous iTunes store page, etc. Because we're focused on the iTunes window, all right?
Downloads window button.
Okay, go to the left again.
The Hobbit, search Let's store, search. AirPlay button. AirPlay. 9%, volumes, volume. Next, dimmed button.
Okay, next, etc. So we're on the row that you've got rewind, play, next, etc. Okay, so I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
9% AirPlay, The Hobbit, search downloads window button.
So let me access the downloads window by just doing VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Press downloads window button. Downloads window. Downloads scroll area no selection. Okay, downloads scroll area no selection.
Interact with it with shift VO down arrow, shift control option down arrow.
Interact with downloads table row 1 of 1. Kind book image.
Okay, so I can go across the row of this table, VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Name The Hobbit, part 1, status 29.8 MB of 138.8 MB, 7 minutes remaining.
Okay, so that's our normal downloads table that you would have got in iTunes 10. So I'm just going to close that window of Command W.
Close window. Now in iTunes window. Downloads window button.
Okay, and just to finish off, I'm just going to show you that mini player window that you can also use if you wish. So remember that you had Option Command 1 for the main iTunes window, Option Command 2 for the equalizer, and Option Command 3 for the mini player. So I'm going to do that now. Option Command 3.
Mini player checked. Mini player window. Play button. Play button.
Okay, and just to explore this window quickly, let's jump to the top of the window.
Close button.
Close, and I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Switch to main window button. Previous. Dimmed button. Play button. Next. Dimmed button.
Okay, so previous play next.
AirPlay button.
AirPlay.
Hide up next button.
Okay, hide up next.
Show search button.
Show search.
Up next table. No selection.
It's the up next table.
Up next.
And the bottom of the window. Okay, so that's basically the mini player view that you can have a bit of play with. And of course, I'm going to dismiss that by just doing Command W.
Close window. Now in iTunes window. Downloads window button.
Okay. Now, of course, when that Hobbit's finished downloading part one, that's going to be by default in my purchase playlist items. So if I want to go and have a look at that for the moment, what I can actually do is go to my playlist. So first of all, I'd go back to my library. So you jump to the top of the screen.
LCD section.
Type in find.
Enter search text.
Previous search. That I want to go back to my library because I'm still currently focused on the iTunes store. So I can type in L-I-B-R-A-R-Y, enter.
Library, menu button.
Okay, VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Music, pop-up button.
That's the music pop-up button. That's fine for the pop-up. I want to select my playlist view.
So iCloud button.
Or control option right here.
Songs, album, artists, genres, playlists, radio button.
Okay, VA spacebar, control option spacebar.
Music, pop-up button.
I want to go to my playlist. Now, I'm just going to cheat this time. I'm just going to do VO down arrow instead of VO right arrow.
Playlists, table, row 2 of 15. Purchased, row 2 of 15.
Okay, so purchases are already selected. So VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Verticals, purchased. Play button, shuffle button, view, menu, add to 1160 items. Purchased, table.
Okay, let me interact with the purchase table.
Interact with purchased table, row 1 of 1160.
Okay, I'm going to jump to the bottom of this table.
Plays blank, row 1160 of 1160.
And of course I did the bottom of window command for the bottom of the table, and that was Shift V O End, i.e. remember Shift Function Control Option Right Arrow. So if I go back to the left, so V O Left Arrow, Control Option Left Arrow.
Rating, genre, album, artist, J.R.R. Tolkien, 5. Name, The Hobbit, Part 1, Unabridged.
Okay, and there's the download complete sound. So let me bring up the context menu with Shift VOM or Shift Control Option M.
Menu, 16 items.
And VO down arrow, Control Option down arrow.
Play, The Hobbit, Part 1.
Okay, there's The Hobbit, Part 1. Play with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Closing menu.
It's presented by audible.com. Audible. Audio that speaks to you wherever you are.
Okay, and of course I can press spacebar to stop it playing. Okay, so that completes this demonstration of iTunes 11. So just keep in mind a couple of points. So you've got the three main windows that you can navigate between. You've got Option Command 1, which is the main iTunes window. Option Command 2 for the equalizer, Option Command 3 for the mini player. With the pop-up that you can navigate between music, podcasts, etc., keep in mind that the music option also allows you to access your playlists and radio stations, i.e. the radio streaming internet stations. Anytime you change to your change a pop-up selection, it will actually update at the bottom of the screen in a window, in a table or a grid that, of course, you can interact with and navigate through with your VoiceOver navigation keys. You can turn the status line on at the bottom of the screen if you so wish by doing Command slash. If you're on your main iTunes window and you want to switch quickly between each one of the pop-up items, you can do Command 1 through to Command 7. You can still jump to your search edit field by doing Option Command F, and that will jump to the search edit area. If you activate the iTunes store button, that automatically becomes a library button to then allow you to go back to your main local library on your machine. If you wanted to quickly access the on next option, you can do Option Command U. Remember about the devices and the downloads window controls, that they will only appear if you've got your iOS device connected via USB or Wi-Fi, or indeed if you're downloading something from iTunes, etc. So you can search for either the name of your device. Now remember what happened with me was that because I've got more than one device connected, it said two button rather than just iPhone, iPad or iPod Touch. But the downloads window will always be called the downloads window. Remember that you're streaming and subscribe to podcasts, and now under the file menu, you can turn back on the sidebar or the source list table that you had in iTunes 10 if you still want to do it that way. Okay, so that concludes this demonstration of iTunes 11. Let me just close it with Command Q.
Quit iTunes. iTunes got app applic.
Okay, and I've now exited out of iTunes. I'm back to my Finder window where I first launched iTunes. And to keep things nice and tidy, I'm just going to do Command W to close that folder.
Close window now in desktop. Macintosh HD.
Okay, and I'm back to my desktop on my Mac. So I hope you've enjoyed listening to this somewhat brief demonstration of iTunes 11. Thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.